The White House is mobilizing for potential military strikes against the Syrian government. After last week's chemical weapons attack that killed hundreds of civilians, the administration appears ready to intervene. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the strikes may come without congressional approval, and some in Alaska's delegation are not okay with that.
The United States' 6th Fleet is sailing in the Mediterranean Sea, and the 5th Fleet is nearby in Bahrain. The Pentagon is mobilizing forces for long-range bombings or cruise missile strikes. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday the U.S. government is holding the government of Bashar al-Assad responsible for the chemical attack last week.
The indiscriminate slaughter of civilians, the killing of women and children and innocent bystanders by chemical weapons is a moral obscenity. By any standard, it is inexcusable, and despite the excuses and equivocations that some have manufactured, it is undeniable.
President Barack Obama has long said a chemical attack would be his red line. This is reportedly the second such attack, but much larger than the previous. U.S. Senator Mark Begich, speaking on the public radio program Talk of Alaska Tuesday, says he's skeptical of engaging.
They cannot go down this path without consultation and engagement with the Congress.
But that may happen. Strikes could begin any day, and Congress is not due back in Washington until September 9th. Begich says he cannot support the actions if the United States acts alone. British and French leaders have indicated they're willing to support the military strikes.
It can't be the U.S. carrying the weight of the world all the time. You know, Saudi Arabia and Jordan and others in that region need to step up to the plate. It means other countries around the globe, and this includes people like Russia and China. They need to step up and quit playing the politics of the Middle East for leverage for their own political purposes and economic purposes.
Russia and China will not side with the United States in the conflict. Russia has proven to be Syria's largest backer, and both Moscow and Beijing are protecting Damascus on the United Nations Security Council. Neither of the Republicans in the delegation would talk about the issue. A spokesman for Representative Don Young says he's opposed to military intervention, that the country is not ready for another war after fighting two for a dozen years. He also wants the president to seek approval from Congress. Young voted for the 2002 Iraq War resolution. Senator Lisa Murkowski declined several requests for comment. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.